This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
.48 yards total on the drive. Can they make it pay off here? Allen running and throws, and it's caught by Gabe Davis in the end zone.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
God, I love me some Josh Allen. I love me some Buffalo Bills. Love laying the points with Buffalo when they cover. Feels really good. Like when you bet on the best team and they play really well, it's just really nice. It was a good game last night. Now, Marcus Jones scores that touchdown early in the game, and I'm like, maybe this could be a little sketchy here. And from that point on, it was like just basically one-sided domination courtesy of the Buffalo Bills. Maybe when we talk Patriots-Cardinals, we can get into a little bit the Mac Jones, Matt Patricia, brouhaha on the sideline last night, and Kendrick Bourne's quotes post-game about the New England Patriots. It's a flawed, flawed football team. But let's break it down. Bills and the Jets coming up next week. The Patriots and the Cardinals coming up next week on Monday Night Football, where if I'm Arizona, I'm a little upset that coming off my bye, like I'm basically playing a team that has like 10 days of rest or 11 days of rest also. If I'm Arizona, I'm not happy about that. Let's talk about it now. And we don't have to play the whole open here, but let's bring up recommends here and do a little P squared, B squared. And Ken, let's start the Bills and the Jets coming up next week. The second time playing in about 4 or 5 weeks, they played at MetLife Stadium. Yeah. In one of Zach Wilson's final games as the team starting quarterback, the penultimate Zach Wilson game, until he gets back in the lineup, if and when that happens. The Bills closed 10.5-point road favorites in that game, and the Jets, of course, won that football game heading into their bye week. And now we will flip home field. The Jets have a new starting quarterback, and what a do, baby, the Iceman Mike White. We'll see what the Jets are able to do on Sunday on the road in Minnesota. I think that we can agree that even if like the Jets don't win, like I think they're going to, maybe they get blown out, but I think it'll be a pretty good accounting that they'll make of themselves because I think the team is really good. What is your projected point spread right now, Ken, for the Bills hosting the Jets next weekend with Mike White now in the lineup playing quarterback for Gangrene?
Yeah, it's a really, really interesting game to make a number on because, I mean, what week are we right now? Week 13, 14?
This will be week 14 next week.
Week 14. So it's week 13 this week and week 14 is the games that we're talking about.
That's right.
It's week 14, and I actually think the sum of what happens in Vikings and Jets will be really, really important in determining what this number either opens at or goes to when it opens, because it's the second game with Mike White, and it's the first game against like a completely against like not a completely, you know, brutal team like the Chicago Bears. Like, all right, let's see how he does in this game. And if the answer is he's great and they look really good, I think there are some interesting options on the table for what this market could be. If he's awesome, less than 10 would not be surprising. 8.5 to 9 would probably not be surprising if he's awesome. If he's Mike White and the Vikings win, I also think there are some really high numbers that aren't really surprising. I don't think 13 is crazy if he's brutal in the game. Now, maybe it won't open in those ranges.
Brutal, yeah. If he's brutal, right. I agree with you 100%.
Right. So I think it's, and you could be like, well, it shouldn't matter that much. And be like, well, I'm not here to tell you should. I'm just telling you, I think it will. And maybe it doesn't open on those numbers, but maybe it gets to those numbers, depending on how, like, that's kind of the audition that's happening this week, I feel like, with the Jets with finally maybe not a brutal quarterback. So, I mean, I'll tell you what my number is, and it's 10.5, which kind of splits the difference, I guess. But I don't, this isn't like I'm right or like I feel great about this. Like, let's see what happens Sunday. And honestly, let's see if there's like a crazy market reaction to what happens Sunday. Because the one thing about this game, maybe a lot of the talk will obviously be about whatever happens with the Jets on Sunday against the Vikings, because it'll be new and because it'll involve a quarterback who hasn't played very much. This is an extreme, as disadvantageous a spot as last night was for Buffalo, for a third game in 10 days or 13 days, whatever it was, fifth game in like 23 days. Finally, like ton of time off, not 6 feet of snow on the ground, not going to Detroit, extra time off, home game. I haven't been at home in forever. Players back from injury, potentially. I mean, there's a ton going on here where I think if Mike White plays well, and this opens like even like 9.5, and I know that's the look ahead, nobody cares. If this opens less than 10, and because Mike White played well, Bills the second it opens for as much money as I'm allowed to bet. I mean, because it's just like, cool, you can adjust that way, and then this is the best spot for Buffalo of all time. I mean, it's just I think you get like A++ Bills in this game because of just this remarkable setup, because of the way the schedule is unfolded and the fact that they could be getting healthier, and I'm still not sure Mike White's any good.
Yeah, so like I don't know that I've heard someone in the content space be as bullish on the Jets this week as I am. Like I've been on record saying I think they're going to win by 10 against Minnesota.
Sure.
Like, I really like the matchup here for the Jets. I like what I've seen from Mike White. I think the Jets defense is awesome. I have argued Robert Saleh, coach of the year, definite consideration. Maybe should like win the award potentially depending on how things go. I think Sauce Gardner should be the second choice for defensive player of the year, not just defensive rookie of the year. Like I like the Jets. My projected points spread of the game is 12.5 for Buffalo.
Sure.
So here is my sincere hope. My sincere hope. Also because like I bet the Jets on Sunday. I would like for the Jets to beat that ass on Sunday. To beat down the Minnesota Vikings. And please, please give us an opener that's less than 10. So I could bet the hell out of the Buffalo Bills. I cannot agree with you more. I'm trying to think, like, what would, if it, okay, so let's say the Vikings win by 3, and it's a close game, sure. And Mike White's fine. Like, he's not great, he's just whatever, he's fine. Like, what do you think it opens at, 10?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
10.
And what would you do?
Bet Buffalo.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. My number's 10.5, and I love Buffalo anyway for a bunch of reasons in the game. Yeah, anything less than 10. And I think it would move in their direction, too. I really do. And it's, you know, we haven't done a lot of pro-Buffalo on the show up until this week, like the last month, 6 weeks. Because if you were to look at their schedule at the start of the year and be like, what part of the year, and you wouldn't even know about the snowstorm, but like, what part of the year, what part of their schedule would they be more likely to give you like a clunker or a couple games that maybe didn't look very good? And you would identify these weird kind of Thursday to Thursday, like just the travel gets all messed up. They haven't played a ton of home games in this stretch. Then you throw the snowstorm and having to go to Detroit twice, you know, in a weird, and the second game's a Thursday. You throw all that in too, they're probably not going to look like they're, and you have, throw all the injuries in as well. All of it together is this like incredible like cocktail that basically makes them look way worse than they are. And you know, like we talked about my Substack yesterday. I wrote about the Super Bowl there yesterday. And the point is, every way you look at team quality, it's not just that the Bills are like one of the best teams in the league. I think everybody kind of understands that they are. It's that they have still have the potential, not in terms of their record because of what's happened, but they can still be like kind of like an all-time quality team or have an all-time quality postseason run because of the way that they're constructed and the players that they could end up getting back from injury all together at the same time. Maybe it doesn't happen that way. Football is really fluky like that. But this is like the one team where you could make that argument. Other teams can win the Super Bowl. This is the team that can win the Super Bowl and be like memorable and be like, and not just because they're the Bills and because they would win the Super Bowl, but just as like an all time kind of like they could throttle everybody. And I don't even think I'd be surprised by that. So is this where it starts? Like in the worst schedule spot of the year, you win last night. Now you got extra rest, guys coming back from injury. You're home against a team that beat you at their place, but is a very flawed team on one side of the ball. And you're just going to start to play better and better and better probably as we go to the postseason. That's an interesting setup for this game. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking to play Buffalo. And, man, it would require – I mean, I don't even know what I would need to play the Jets 14.5 in the game maybe or something like that, 14.
I don't even think I would play
probably maybe something like that.
I agree.
Right. And like, I just think that's the setup that we have.
It's easy to say it after the fact because, like, Buffalo obviously looked great and dominated and, like, won the game last night and covered the spread last night. I don't know. I think we may be getting like the Bills a little undervalued right now. Like that's it's after the fact. Hindsight's 20/20. I understand. 3.5.
Well, we
like
the
like
Bills.
A crazy number.
It's not that after the fact. I wrote about the Bills for 8,000 words yesterday. It's not that after the fact. Yeah.
Look, when we bet the Bills in the game, just that like people could say, oh well, it's easy to say it now, right? Oh, because they won. Like we liked the Bills. I don't know. That number feels like insane to me after the fact. So if the Bills are ever going to open less than 10 against the Jets next weekend, even at 10, I might even bet them at 10.5. I might still even bet Buffalo next weekend.
And,
so I
and just to really excited for just to emphasize something, because people are going to hear us say that, and they're going to say, why are you waiting? Like the game, like the Jets Vikings game hasn't happened, but the Bills just played. I can bet that number right now. The amount of money that books will take on that point spread right now is very, very tiny. And that's only available in a couple places. And like, if you want to bet, and this is not like Nick and I are big time bettors or something, but there's a difference between being able to bet basically nothing and at least being able to get like a reasonable bet on something. And that won't occur until like a bunch of places that aren't the places that we're thinking of open. And that'll happen after the games on Sunday, basically. So that's like, if you, the person listening, you want to bet, like there are 9.5s in places. If you want to bet those, I think they'll age pretty well. Maybe Mike White kills it, and maybe it doesn't age well, but I would love Buffalo in the game. I just think closing line value-wise, I think you're much more likely to get closing line value to Buffalo on 9.5 than the Jets. And maybe that's me. Maybe that's making a bet against Mike White, but if it's making a bet against Mike White, then sure, then I'll just do that right now.
You better hear with Nick and Ken. Phenomenal Football Friday. P squared, B squared for the two teams that played week 13 on Thursday night. That is the Bills and the Patriots. We covered Buffalo. Let's talk about the losing team in the game, the New England Patriots. Who like don't just go down to Buffalo, but go down in like pretty explosive fashion with Mac Jones like legitimately cursing out Matt Patricia on the sideline. Kendrick Bourne after the game taking shots at Matt Patricia. This like house of cards for the Patriots on offense, like this Matt Patricia Joe Judge experiment. Like I wanted to give Bill Belichick the benefit of the doubt.
Yep,
it's clearly not working. Like the players on offense are clearly not happy with it. But also like the Kendrick Bourne quotes, and we'll talk about the Patriots and Cardinals in a second. But I just want to just say this about New England. Like I think Matt Patricia sucks. I think everyone knows what I think about Joe Judge. So like this is whatever. Kendrick Bourne's quotes after the game last night. He is saying like the play calling's not great, but he's also talking out of both sides of his mouth where he goes, we need to push the ball down the field more. Also like the offensive line can't protect Mac and he's running for his life. Okay, so like, what is it? Is it the play calling or is it the severe limitations of the personnel on offense? Is it that A, the offensive line isn't good, B, that your quarterback isn't mobile enough to avoid, you know, pass rushers, and C, you have no speed on offense whatsoever except for your two rookies, Thornton and Marcus Jones? And honestly, like, maybe the answer is the Patriots need to run the shotgun on every play, Ramondre Stevenson needs to be the running back on every play, and they need to have Tyquan Thornton and Marcus Jones on the field for every single play. Maybe that's what you do. Like, you need some element of speed out there because this bleep with Aguilar and Devontae Parker and Jacoby Myers and the tight ends ain't working. So, like, yes, the play calling stinks. Also, this is an extremely flawed, like, offense in terms of personnel. So I don't know if you have anything on that, or we can just get to kind of like the point spread for the game on against Arizona next Monday night.
What do you think? Why don't we take a minute on this? Next season, there are like these positions: head coach, offensive coordinator, starting quarterback. Are they all the same people?
No, definitely not. No way.
Different coordinator. Are the other two spots the same?
Yes, I think so.
Got to roll back. Like, Max on a rookie deal, Bailey Zappe behind him's on a rookie deal. You got to roll that back again. It's cheap.
I think unless Bill retires, are they going to fire him? You know?
Right. Well, that would be my thought. Maybe is this just finally like, you know what? I'm out of here. Like, I'm good. like you know, I don't know. It's possible. His son's on the staff now as a defensive coordinator. So, you know, it's just it'll be interesting to follow throughout the offseason. We can do the Patriots Cardinals now. That'll be an interesting question for that team.
So Patriots Cardinals next Monday night game in Arizona. Cardinals coming off their bye. And for what it's worth, this is going to be a Cardinals offense that's going to be at full strength for the first time all season. Rondell Moore is probably going to be good to play. Greg Dortch probably is going to be good to play. And you'll have DeAndre Hopkins and Hollywood Brown on the field as well for Kyler Murray. So we're actually going to get to see this offense in week 14, first time this season at full strength. I'm not making excuses for Cliff Kingsbury and company, just that like that. That's a fact. Like, that's actually the truth. With all that being said, I think the Patriots should be favored in the game, not by three. So Patriots favored for me, Ken, by less than three is my thought on the game next Monday night.
I know. That's the look-aheads, too. And I know Arizona stunk the second half of, like, every season Kyler Murray's played, and I'm sure that's, like, a real thing somehow. But this is a really late bye for them, and he was hurt in the middle of the year and is coming back, so maybe it's not the same fatigue-wise. My number's a pick, and I have, like, really conflicted thoughts on this game. There's a part of me that, like, thinks what you said about Arizona and is just like, then they might be good here. Like, they might just be good if this offense is going to be back together. Yeah. And against a really overrated Patriots defense, to be honest. It's not that they're bad. They're just not like the best. They're just less than the best, which is how they're being rated. And
they're going to get beat up by good offenses. That's what's going to happen with
the
Patriots.
The flip side of this coin. Yeah. The flip side of the coin is these are the kind of teams that the Patriots have beat the entire year. Teams that they're like kind of better than, or at least have a giant coaching advantage in and pretty equal talent. Like, this isn't like, these are the teams the Patriots beat, and then they lose to the good teams like Buffalo, which is why we bet Buffalo last night. So I kind of have conflicting emotions. I think we're going to get a spread less than three both ways. And maybe that means we just have like teaser talk and some other stuff going on.
Yeah, I think it's like three either way. Bet the other side. I don't think we'll ever get that opportunity, though, right?
Which three is more likely?
Patriots
three.
Yeah.
So it's going to be bet Arizona or tease the game or don't bet it.
I got to tell you, I don't really want to bet Arizona plus three. I guess I would, but like, I wouldn't be excited for that. I'd be excited to bet Patriots plus three.
Well, yeah, I would too. I don't know. Maybe Arizona plus three is a good idea.
Well, we'll have next week to talk about it here on the show. Coming up next, our first guest on this phenomenal Football Friday, our pal Brad Evans joins the show, giving us his favorite prop bets for every game this weekend, week 13 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.